keep in mind that a DC line's purpose is to move a specified amount of generation to a specified load. Okay. And that line is being built on a merchant basis rather than a ratepayer basis for a major reason. Number one, that line locks in to purchasing from only Hydro-Quebec. Okay, at whatever price they want to charge, if that's amenable to ratepayers down in New York City, then they'll pay it. But if the price isn't, that line's dead. It's not operating, it's not doing a thing. It also doesn't provide reliability to the system. It cannot assist in the recovery of an outage on the AC system. It doesn't participate at all. So it's serving a distinctly different purpose. And as to the point of relieving congestion, back in the energy highway analysis, the ISO did an informal analysis of between the AC and the DC, and there was only like about 15% overlap. So that line, when operating, only really helps to back off on the congestion less than 15%. So the problems we're trying to grapple with, you know, just are not resolved by that facility.